Proclamation number 3728, dated the March 28, 1946. Whatso eateth my flesh. Single quote. Make contact with me in spirit and you will be able to draw from the source of life. You will be able to satisfy yourselves with the bread of heaven. You will receive strength and need no longer starve despite your earthly hardship. For body and soul will be fortified if you accept my word, the bread of heaven. Body and soul will live, the former as long as I have determined, but the latter in eternity. You only need to nourish the soul, to provide it with a nourishment which ensures its life. Since a lifeless soul in a lively body is your downfall as soon as you have to relinquish your life on earth. Because a dead soul is without strength, yet not without feeling, and will suffer inconceivable pain in its dead condition. Therefore, create life for it, don't let it enter eternity in a dead state. Instead, take care that it will live and be capable of being active in the afterlife, that it will be full of strength and therefore blissfully happy. The life of the soul requires a constant supply of nourishment, of spiritual food, so that it will become strong and able to work. As the giver of spiritual sustenance, I constantly present it to you and wait for your willingness to receive it. I constantly invite you to take communion with me in order to offer you my word, my flesh and my blood, in order to nourish you with food that will assure eternal life for your soul. And you should follow this call, you should come with a hungry heart and let yourselves be fed and refreshed by me. You shall be my guests who will receive from me everything your soul needs to live. You should not slight my supper, don't bypass it and leave the food, which is offered by my love, untouched. You should always look for contact with me and let me shower you with gifts. That is, you should desire my gift and gratefully receive it. For I cannot give you anything if you don't want anything, because my nourishment, the bread from heaven, is delectable indeed and cannot be conveyed to those who don't desire it. Thus your heart must impel you to me. You must seek contact with me and appeal to me for nourishment for your soul. You must come to me completely consciously and want to receive communion, my word, which I offer to you with love and is spiritual food and spiritual refreshment which I have blessed with my strength and is therefore life-giving for everyone who enjoys it with a longing for me and my love. His desire will be satisfied and yet it will impel him to me time and again. For anyone who has once tasted my bread from heaven, anyone who has refreshed himself once at the source of my love, will repeatedly return to it. He can no longer live without food for his soul. He will be a constant guest at my table and I will always and forever be able to offer communion to him. And his soul will live. It will have overcome death and can never again descend into the state of death, for my nourishment assures its eternal life, as I have promised with the words, Whatso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. Single quote. Amen.